America Weekend.
I love you, Ben Shepherd, you crazy bastard.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge along with Christina Staffo, and we continue our conversation with the star of Sharknado 4, Ian Ziering.
Look at how much money you're making for these people. You can walk into sci-fi and you could sit there and say, you know what? Hey, you know what? I am Finn Shepard. Get Thunder Levin writing again. He's actually a very nice guy. We had him on the show twice. And yes, let's take this franchise. Let's go in all different places. You can be the next great American filmmaker.
I'm not going to give up. I pitched Frogpocalypse Now, but they shot me down.
Oh man.
There's
it has
short
potential.
Sighted.
It has potential, Frogpocalypse.
Yes.
I like that.
If sharks can do this, imagine what frogs can do for the world.
If it's not scary small, it's not going to be scary big.
Come on. That sucks. It really, really does.
Zombie frogs.
I won't give up.
Zombie frogs.
I'll fail until I succeed. No, zombie frogs.
Zombie frogs. Dude, I'm telling you. That's where it is. Spin it right off from The Walking Dead and off we go.
You see?
You know what? I tell you what. You learned all this from being a project manager on Celebrity Apprentice. The question is begging itself. When you sat there and you looked at Mr. Trump, did you ever realize you may have been sitting in front of the next president of the United States?
No, you know what? Jokingly, he said, hey, you guys think I should run for president?
Really?
And nobody thought he was serious, but he did it. He's now the Republican front runner. He's running for president.
Yes.
So the guy truly is incredible. Whether you agree with what he says or not, you have to acknowledge he's done some amazing things for New York City.
That's right.
And my experience, really only limited to my exposure to him on the show, was that he's a really nice guy. He's funny, self-deprecating humor. He's a very smart businessman, very smart businessman. He's raised three unbelievable children that I had met, Don Jr. and Ivanka. He's got other children, but the three that I met are just so smart and so bright and such really nice people that I'm friendly with them. You know, this guy really, you know, he's amazing. I'm still conflicted as to who I'm going to vote for. It's still so jumbled in my mind. But, you know, I believe his intention is pure and his capability is there.
Yeah.
You know, whether he'll be our president, you know, that remains to be seen. But I think his focus and his heart is in the right direction.
One more question. You popped up on my TV in a place I didn't expect to see you. An episode of The Muppets. There you were sitting in the pool with a bunch of Muppets. And I tell you what, it was a fun episode. I'm sad to see that show go. I thought it was hysterical. My family did. But you know what? Ian is all over the place. And there you are just hanging out. Tell us what it was like to act with a bunch of Muppets.
It was a bucket list thing. Are you kidding?
See?
I got to meet Kermit. I got to meet Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
I worked with the band. I'm like in a hot tub with the band, with Animal.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Awesome.
You know, the double bonus is I got to bring my kids to set, and, you know, when the puppeteers walked over with the characters, you know, my daughter Mia, my oldest, would look at both, but once Kermit started talking, the puppeteer just disappeared. Even though the words were coming out of his mouth,
it was Kermit.
The fact that Kermit, and she never looked back at the puppeteer again.
Yeah.
And literally, I got chills because it was really magical. You know, my daughter Mia doesn't have the connection to the Muppets that I had growing up. I mean, she knows them from Sesame Street and all the other outlets, but there was no Muppet show for her growing up.
No.
And it was just unbelievable. The fact that they asked me to be on that show was such a treat. There was one scene where they're all walking through a house, trying to buy a house, and one of the characters says, hey, why is there that hole in the ground? And one of the characters says, oh, well, that's where Ian Ziering had his Chippendales pole. And the other character says, oh. One of the characters says, oh, this is Ian Ziering's house? Oh, this is the house that 90210 built, but Sharknado did not redecorate.
I was just going to say that.
That's
I was
awesome.
Just going to say that to you. Yes.
It's hysterical.
Yes.
That's
hysterical.
Awesome.
I have that clip. I'm going to keep it forever because every time I see it, it's just so, it tickles me.
Well, it was a very funny thing, but nothing compares to Sharknado. So the world gets ready once again. It'll be one of those moments when the world just stops and watches as one. Sharknado the Fourth Awakens premieres Sunday, July 31st, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Sci-Fi. Ian Ziering, as always, thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Send me your pictures from the premiere. Send them to me on Twitter. I'll repost them. I will be live tweeting during the event July 31st.
Very nice.
And we're off to the races.
Very nice. Good luck with it, my friend. We'll talk soon again.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. And off he goes. Fun guy, but I tell you what, it's kind of hard sometimes to do an interview when the connection makes you feel like you're broadcasting on the NBC Blue Network in 1932. Because he was on his cell phone, but that's a whole other story. But he's a fun guy, is he not?
Oh, he is very fun.
Yes.
You know, he sounds very excited about it, too, which is awesome. You know what I mean? Like, he knows that it's a big thing. What he said was true. You know, when he read the first script,
yes.
Like, do you really think it's going to go to Sharknado 4?
Nope.
That's amazing. It's like a phenomenon.
And he mentioned it to us the first time he was on. He only did the first one so he could qualify to get his union health insurance.
Yeah.
And now he's got pools, houses, Range Rovers, the whole thing.
He's doing well, for sure.
And Ian is the man.
So. He is.
All right. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a three-day weekend every week? How can you make it happen?
You may need to get the approval from your boss, but it can be done.
Just stop thinking about time and start focusing on results. If you can produce the desired results in 4 days, why work five?
How can you do this? Conduct a time audit. It may not sound like fun, but it's only temporary, and it's an incredible tool to discover waste.
Here's how it works. Set an alarm for 15 minutes. When the alarm sounds, record what you're doing.
Do this for 2 weeks, then look at the data you've gathered. Determine how you can use your time better.
Then you'll get the results you want in less time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Family often tries to pressure a potential biker.
Didn't like it. Wife was even more difficult.
Other families see motorcycling as the ultimate stress reliever.
Everybody's got a bike except mom.
Family pressure. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Motorcycling.
Take a risk every time you get on one, but I love them. I just love their freedom of it. My wife rides with me from time to time. She enjoys it, but she's always a little nervous. So trust me in my riding, but we never trust anybody else.
How about you?
My dad rides, brother, sister, brother-in-law, niece. Everybody's got a bike except mom.
Mom?
She just never rode on her own. She always rode on the back, but she likes to ride. It's sweet. I have all family if I want to ride with all family, and then if not, there's more than enough friends.
I'm a big boy, you know. She doesn't say anything anymore.
You missed.